So, Jessica, to begin with, what are the main requirements for a successful information campaign?
Well, some of the most important things when you're trying to inform the whole public about something like this vaccination campaign are to make sure that you understand who people want to hear information from, so who the trusted spokespeople might be, because lots of different people might want to get their information from, you know, community leaders, or some people might want to actually hear from celebrities or sports stars, and it can be a little bit tricky if politicians are sharing all the information. So it's important to make sure that the spokespeople are trusted and respected and that they reach everyone. And another important thing about one of these campaigns is really to understand what information people need and what they want. So instead of just pushing information, we talk about having sort of two-way communication and speaking with people to hear what their concerns are so you can respond to those.
On that note, what does the current government COVID-19 vaccination information campaign look like?
Well, you know about as much as me about what's in store for us with the campaign. It's just been launched, and all I've seen so far are there's some videos on YouTube, and I think they're on TV as well, some animated explainer videos, which, you know, have very colorful graphics, and they talk about some of the general information about the COVID vaccines and the development process. The government has said in their press release that they will also be implementing, you know, different strategies. So outdoor advertising, you might see billboards, things like that. And also that they have, they say that they've worked with different community groups, so culturally and linguistically diverse groups, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander groups. So hopefully some of the materials for different parts of the population will maybe look different and maybe be tailored to reach those people.
Well, you've just answered my next question. I was going to ask if there are any key target groups that the government should focus on or is trying to focus on. Is there any one in particular that you think currently need the most attention right now?
Look, I think that it's really, we know from the experience of communicating about COVID in general and about testing that some of the messages didn't get translated appropriately, or they didn't necessarily reach some of our diverse groups in Australia. So it's definitely really, really important that the government focuses not only on just producing translated materials, but also going and building relationships with culturally and linguistically diverse groups and understanding sort of where they get their information, how they get their information, again, using those trusted spokespeople, in addition to making sure, of course, that it's available in the right languages.
No, I think that is so important. Australia is so multicultural and linguistically diverse. We obviously want to make sure that the information that is being spread out there is accurate, especially considering the significance of such a campaign. Just a final question to end this interview. How do you think the government could increase its reach for the campaign? Or is there anything that you would suggest the government could do to improve on its current campaign?
Well, look, you know, I'm hopeful that it'll continue to expand as, and we'll see more of it in more different communication forums soon. But one thing I would really highly recommend, and I'm not sure if it's something they're doing or not, but I think it's really important for a campaign like this to be responsive and adaptable. And so what that means might be, you know, monitoring social media and understanding when people are having, you know, different concerns come up, or if something, you know, once you start the vaccine rollout, you know, people might have different questions about where to go, what to do, you know, after they get the vaccine, things like that. So I think that the government really needs to be prepared to be adapting their communication materials over the course of the next, you know, 8 to 12 months.